Welcome to episode 132 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there is something you'd like to hear more about, please let us know. My name is Lindsay, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy, Elizabeth, and Laura. Charisma Resorts prides themselves on their gourmet inclusive experience. You can taste it in the food they serve and see it in their award-winning restaurants. Combine that with their gorgeous locations and luxurious all-inclusive resorts, and you have several gems to choose from in the Riviera Maya, Mexico. Sandy has just returned from a research trip there where she got to experience several of these firsthand. So let's hear all about it. So Sandy, what was your favorite?
I toured 8 different resorts, and I think my favorite is the only one I had ever previously been to, El Dorado Maroma. Maroma Beach is just one of the best beaches out there. And, it's a nice, quiet resort. It's pretty laid back. It's definitely not somewhere you'd send, you know, like a group of people who want a party or something like that. It's good for honeymooners or anniversaries or people who just want to kind of, you know, not be in the party. They want to relax and they want to be with each other. And, but the cool thing is it's right next door to Maroma Adventures, which is a marina that has, snorkeling and speedboats and ATVs and swimming with dolphins and camel rides and horseback rides. And, you know, so if you have a young couple who's on their honeymoon, they can, you know, just go next door and do some really cool stuff too. And one of the really cool things are the over the water bungalows, the Palafitos that they've just opened a few months ago there. And they have, I want to say 12, maybe 15. I don't know. I can't remember how, there might be 20 actually, but they're really awesome. It's basically a little bungalow out over the water, and they have, 2 rows that kind of face the beach. And so those are the regular ones. And then they have the elite ones that face the ocean. And so you have a panoramic ocean view, and they all have, a private little pool, a small pool on the deck. And they have steps that go down into the ocean, and they have snorkeling equipment you can use. And, there's 3 different glass floors in there, so you can see the water and watch the fish swimming by. And there's an exclusive restaurant out on that pier and an exclusive spa for the Palafitos clients.
So how many rooms are those bungalows? Is it just one big room with like little separator partitions?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you walk in and there's a little sitting area, and then you see the bed, and the bed faces the ocean. And then, you walk around it, and there's the bathroom area. So there's not like a living room or anything. There's little seating areas, but then there's on the deck outside, there's a little table and stuff. So you could eat breakfast out there or something. And then when you walk down the stairs, there's another little deck with lounge chairs, and that's where you would climb into the water.
Okay.
Go swim right in the water.
Sounds very romantic.
Yes.
They were amazing. Yeah. Really nice. And you don't have to go all the way to Fiji.
Yay.
Just go to Riviera Maya. And, you know, if you think about it, if you look at the cost of getting to Fiji and, you know, taking a day or two to get there and back, and then nothing is inclusive there, you know, so it's a really good value. It's really nice. And the restaurants there, all the restaurants are phenomenal. Everywhere we ate was really good.
So what's this make your own drink bar?
Yeah, they have this bar.
Let's get right to the alcohol.
It's really cool. I love the concept because a lot of times you can drink as much as you want at these places. I don't really drink that well. I mean, I kind of feel like I'm drinking all day, but I'm never getting drunk. Not that I'm there to get drunk, but, you know, I just feel like a lot of times...
Oh, this podcast is revealing so much. We're showing our true selves.
If you want to make your own drink and taste it the way you like, there's a bar that you can do that, and it's kind of like almost a living room, but... You know, it has a bar and they'll bring like hors d'oeuvres and stuff up there while it's open so you can eat. And, they have TVs in there. So if there's sporting events or something, it's just a really good place to chill and to have some drinks. That would be a cool one to do if you were there with some friends. And there's also a villa there that you can rent, and it's, part of the resort. It's 10 bedrooms or no. 10 people, so 5 bedrooms. They all have an infinity pool. And they
each of the five bedrooms does?
Yes, and it has a pool. Well, the bottom is like, there's a pool down there, and those are the swim out suites. And then the second floor has infinity pools. So it's, and if you stay in that villa, you get a private chef too, on top of being able to go to all the restaurants. So, really nice, really cool, cool options there. I love that resort.
I wouldn't know what to do. A private chef or amazing?
Because you got to stay a week, so you can try it all. Yeah. The food is that good. I mean, you'd want to try every restaurant there. It's so good.
So, and there's a new spa getting ready to open?
Yeah, so they didn't take us to the old spa, which is the one I toured a couple years ago. But, yeah, it's going to have 17 rooms, you know, treatment rooms. And it's going to be their largest spa. And they have really, I think they're going to have a bridal suite in it. I did get to tour the bridal suite at the Casitas, which is really nice. It's phenomenal. So destination weddings are, these are great for destination weddings.
So I feel like we've talked about El Dorado resorts sort of all running together. So can you go over what those are, exactly the El Dorado names, just so that we know which ones were.
So that one was Maroma. And the one I stayed at was El Dorado Royale. And that one is pretty big. It's got a lot going on. You know, if you are looking for activities, that's the one you'd probably want to go to. And then next door to that is the El Dorado Casitas, which are kind of like these huts, and they're all suites. And the thing that's so cool about these is they're kind of built in this horseshoe shape. So there might be like, I want to say there's like 12 in a area, and each one has a pool. So if you're
each
staying,
each area has a pool, or each hut has a pool. Oh, okay.
Each area. Well, and the lower ones have swim out suites.
Okay.
But it has, you know, so the pool's never crowded, and they have bally beds. They have plenty for everybody. They're never all taken. You can always find one. And so you have to be staying there to stay, to use those pools. But you can go over to El Dorado Royale and use their pools, use their restaurants, you know. So, and if you're at Royale, you can use the restaurants and stuff and the spa and everything at the Casitas. And then, we also did the Seaside, which is right beside Sensimar. Mm-hmm. And, those were much further south. They were like an hour ride from where we were. And we were like a half an hour from the airport. So I would say it would take like an hour 20 to get to those from the airport. So those are all adult and all inclusive. And, yeah. And then there's the Generations, is the family resort. That's also on the end of the other end of the Casitas. So if you have a, you know, say you want, you're doing a wedding at Generations, people could stay at any of those three resorts and use all of the stuff. The only thing is the children can't come to the other, to the adult resorts. But the one, the Casitas, if you were going to get married there, they have the bridal room is one that you can rent out at the top of the spa. And it's where the whole bridal party can get ready together and just kind of chill and hang out before the wedding. It's nice. Really nice. Yeah.
Nice. So then size-wise, the Royale is the biggest one, and then Maroma, and then Seaside Suites, and then Casitas? Or would it be?
Well, Royale is definitely the biggest, most spread out. I would say Casitas, I would say the rest of them are pretty much, I'd have to look at the room, the number of rooms and stuff. I can't remember, but, yeah, they
so none of them seemed overwhelmingly small or overwhelmingly large compared to Royale. They seemed.
No, the Royale was definitely the biggest. Okay. The rest all felt similar in size and number of restaurants and stuff. And, the Seaside is close to Sensimar, like I said. And so they can use all the same restaurants and stuff. Mm-hmm. And right in the middle is Hidden Beach, which is the Au Naturel resort.
And Sensimar, I should say, I think this will get easier now that they've opened up Sensimar to this market. But when I was putting clients at Seaside Suites, a lot of them were running across the reviews for Sensimar and thinking it was the same resort.
Yeah.
Because
it used to be
Sensimar. Right. So be very aware that those resorts are very similarly named and that you should consult your travel agent about which one you're really, if you want to go to TripAdvisor, there isn't as much about Seaside Suites.
It's only a year old.
Yeah. So there isn't as much on there. So a lot of the things that will get pulled up are about Sensimar, which isn't even necessarily Sensimar. You know, it depends on when the review was written.
And for some reason, we didn't get to visit that one. I think it might just be that we ran out of time.
And they've just opened it to our market, too. It's like, originally it was only the European market.
And we didn't get to do Hidden Beach. Although a couple agents did go over there, but they weren't allowed to take pictures or anything. So
right.
Obviously. Can't really tell you, yeah. Although they do have pretty strict rules about you know, like you have to carry a towel with mm-hmm. you in the restaurants and things like that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So getting away from the nude beach.
the nude resort. It's not just the beach. Yeah. It's the whole resort.
And the family, the Nickelodeon experience there.
So those are the Azul resorts. So we did 3 or 4. We did Azul Fives, which does not have the Nickelodeon experience yet. That one is really cool. They have this new area that's called the Plaza. That's kind of where the gym and the a bunch of the restaurants and stuff are. This resort has a cenote in the center of it. It's not one that you can swim in, but it's very tropical and lush, and there were monkeys jumping around. So that was pretty cool. The thing that's a little strange, and I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, I just think it's something you need to know, is that none of the buildings are close to the beach. So you, then they have golf carts and stuff that'll take you and shuttle you around, but you have to walk to get to the beach. There's nothing that's really even ocean view there. So, that was a little bit different, but it has, a really good sky wedding area. They took us up to all the roofs to show us, you know, and that not only weddings, but they can do corporate events and things like that. But the nice thing about the Azul resorts are their villas. So they're, they're really good for families. They really cater to younger families. Cause when I was asking about like teenagers and stuff, the rooms that would sleep 4 or 5, well, 5 mainly, they want the kids to be like under 12 because it's kind of a pull out couch situation. And like my kids would be way too big for it. Mm-hmm. So we'd have to actually get 2 suites that connect, but you can do that, you know, so there's not a teen club at that one. Some of them have one, but not all of them. One of them, they were changing it to a sports bar because the teens, but then we did Azul Beach and Azul Sensimar. And the Sensimar one was the one that has the 5-star diamond restaurant. And the chef is an Iron Chef winner. So it looks so cool. It's cheaper if you stay on that property, but there is an upcharge for it. It's a 24-course meal.
Wow.
And
I can't even imagine, Lindsay.
I know, right?
Can you do 24 courses?
I could do 20. Remy had, I don't know how many Remy had, but I felt like it just was going forever. And they don't, you have to remember, this is food that's designed for a sensory experience on your palate, not for a fill your plates at the buffet. This isn't 24 buffet plates. This is right. 24 amuse bouche and, you know, all the, right. the frilly little, you might get like a scallop.
yeah.
You can sell 24 of them.
I couldn't even eat 24 scallops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like those spoons you used to get in the Chinese restaurant when you ate your soup. You know, those kind of big white spoons. That's about how big your portion is.
Right. Yeah. And sometimes it's served on that. Yeah.
I volunteer as tribute to. Yeah. I will take one for the team.
And so that's at Azul Sensimar?
That's it. I put it in my notes, but
Sensatori. Sensatori.
Is it at La Chic?
Yeah, La Chic. That's the name of the restaurant. And it was, well, we got to go in and look at it, but we didn't get to eat anything there. But that is a big draw for that resort. And you can stay at other resorts and go to that. It just costs a little more. And it does cost if you're staying there too. But one of the perks is that you get the wine package for the same price as what other people pay for just the dinner mm-hmm. if you're there. So, then we ate at Azul Beach. Both the Sensatori and the beach have the Nickelodeon experience. So that was the most full kids club I've ever seen. And they wouldn't let us take pictures inside the kids club, but it would look like, you know, Nickelodeon exploded in there. but it was pretty cool, you know. And so there's, you know, we did an event where SpongeBob and Patrick and Dora, and they were all dancing around with the kids. It was really cute.
And the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And the Ninja Turtles, yeah. Yeah.
So with this Sushi River.
Oh, this was really cool. It's a restaurant where most of the restaurants don't need reservations, but this had a bar, and they had like these sushi boats that would go floating past you, and you just grab whatever sushi you want. Yeah, and they're just in the middle making it.
Yeah, I see. Okay, so you can see them making it.
Yeah, you're right there.
Okay, because someone advised me never to take them, you know, sushi from a belt because you can't see
the
chef.
No, if you're watching
them. Okay.
I have no qualms about anything they wanted to give us. It was really good food. I know I keep saying that, but I'm telling you.
Well, that's so good. I mean, you know, they do, they advertise that, and it is, as a travel agent, you start going, you know, they say that it's, you know, gourmet inclusive, but what does that really mean?
It was like the berries were the freshest, most melt-in-your-mouth berries I've ever had. The orange juice was the best orange juice. We had a guacamole demonstration, and the chef that did that for us was actually from Southern California. So that was kind of cool.
Interesting.
But he rattled off like 12 kinds of avocado. I had no idea. And he's also the chef who does the culinary events in the culinary theater at El Dorado Royale, which is another really cool thing they do. So they bring in, you know, celebrity chefs and what are the sommeliers. Yeah, the wine people. and those are different, but there'll be like a wine event, and then they have a Canadian beef event, and so if you're there on just a normal night, there's something in the culinary theater every night. So basically, it's this huge restaurant room, and they are preparing the food, and they have cameras, so there's TVs around, so you can watch them, and then you get to eat what they've made. So when it's a normal night, then it's just included, but when they have the celebrities, it is a little bit of an upcharge, and then when they have the big gala, it's much more, but you really want to reserve that in advance. If you want.
Yeah, and those are certain weeks of the month, right? So you can ask your travel agent.
The first 2 weeks, so like the first week would be, I think it's Friday nights, you know, we would have to find out for sure, but the first one would be the wine, and then the second week would be the Canadian beef, but then every once in a while there's a special event going on.
Yeah, and it's only one night in that week, right, that they do that, so it's not like you if you're taking a 3 or 4 day trip, then you need to be sure you're going to be there.
Yeah, and reserve it in advance. Yeah, because you can't reserve it like months in advance, but we can talk about it before you actually show up. So,
and how far is the El Dorado Royale from the Azul Sensatori?
Those were about 30 minutes. It wasn't too bad. Yeah, it was.
So for the foodie traveler who may want to stay at one and go experience.
Yeah. So one of the cool things, there is a destination manager type company that we use called Lomas Travel. And they do, they'll do your transfers from the airport. They do tours. They own Maroma Adventures. So, all that stuff, you can book any of the stuff there from any of the other resorts, or even, you don't even have to be staying at their resorts to book this, but they're always in the lobby. They're always there. So if you want to set up a night where you want to hop around to some other places, you can let them know and they can set that up. So. Actually, I would have to find out if you could have exchange privileges to all of them. But I know you can't. Like, if you wanted to go to Lachique, you can set that up and reserve it in advance.
Yeah, and that's an interesting thing. You know, the way you said that, Lindsay, I realized where you were going with that, because you want to stay at an adult, all-inclusive, adult-only, and not stay with, like, the millions of children having the Nickelodeon experience, but then go over there to have dinner. Is that what you were sort of getting at? Was, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Azul Sensatori has an adult-only section.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not all of them do, but that one does.
Okay.
I think Azul 5's had one too.
I actually think that's true as well. Yeah. So, okay. And so you touched on generations, but can you talk? Because so El Dorado is adult only.
Mm-hmm.
Azul's are family friendly. Okay. And then there's this one generations resort.
Yeah. This one was cool. So it's on the end of the El Dorado and Casitas. So it's really neat because the resort ends and then there's nothing else down the beach. So what I like about that is that you don't have to worry about like local, not that we don't want the locals around, but it's about as private a beach as you can get, you know, because it's got the other El Dorado resorts on the side and then nothing else, going the other way. But it's all butler and that's 24-hour butler concierge, and they have a really cool kids club. One of the things that I loved about the kids club was they do cooking classes for children. So, you can stick them in there and they can do their little class. And, you know, you could put your kid in the kids club and then you could go next door for, you know, another.
We really are a full service agency. Here's where you want to go to drink and here's where you can eat
Leave your children.
All of them are ocean view. You know, they all the rooms face the ocean, which is really cool. Yeah, it's really nice.
And I've had clients do have their kids go to that cooking class and attest to how great it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's very fun. And they've done the thing where they dump their kids in the kids club and then go next door to El Dorado. Yeah. Yeah, I would totally do that.
So, hey, Sandy, what do you think about two different subjects, accessibility and inclusivity?
Inclusivity, yes, definitely. Accessibility, they are not, they don't have ramps and any kind of railings inside. They're not like ADA standard. But
zero entry pools.
What's that?
Zero entry pools.
Zero entry pools.
I did see a zero entry pool at one of the Azules. But not really. Mm-mm. They weren't, they said, they told us, I think we were at Generations and they said they're not accessible, but if you have some kind of request like that, let them know and they can work around depending on what the issue is. But you know, there's most of the buildings did have elevators, but they just weren't really, they weren't. Yeah, they don't advertise.
No roll-in showers or anything like that.
Yeah, nothing like that.
Doesn't Generations have like a rooftop pool or something like that?
Well, they have
the wrong one.
Yeah, it doesn't have a rooftop pool. It's got like on the, I want to say the second through the fourth floors, they all have infinity pools, like on the edge of the balcony.
So you can swim out of your room into this infinity pool.
That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seaside suites.
I told somebody on that.
Yeah.
I was like, woo!
Yeah, those were great. Another thing that was really cool about, so my first thing that happened to me when I got there was I showed up and I went up to Lomas Travel and I said, I'm here with this. And they said, okay, go stand by that woman. So that woman was another travel agent on the same trip and she has been in business for 41 years. So she was awesome. She had done her vow renewal at Generations a couple years ago and brought like the grandkids and the kids and all this stuff. And so they got a 3-bedroom. So, at this resort, it's basically 3 separate rooms that, you know, one is a king bed with a fold out couch. So it would sleep 4, and one is a 2 doubles and a fold out. So it would sleep 5. And when I say 5, I mean 2 adults and then little kids or, you know, and then, so if like I went with my teenagers, I'd need at least 2 of those rooms. And then the third room was, it had a king bed and it did sleep up to 5 because it had those pull-outs, but it had this huge, dining room table that sat like 9 people. And so it, you know, you could rent that whole suite and I don't remember if they connected on the inside, but basically you walk into this hallway and there's all 3 doors. So that would all be yours. And you can, you know, you guys could go back and forth between. And it was really cool. I could see it being a great setup for like a multi-generational thing.
I actually have 2 families who have one this summer. Yeah. It's 2 families of 5.
Yeah.
And their kids are all similar ages. That's and they've been perfect. Friends, I think, since college, if I remember correctly. And and they live in different states. So they actually do this. They like to travel together, you know, they come together to
there,
do
have
this.
Either of them been there before?
No, they actually picked it out. We chose it over several, you know, we looked at several resorts and I stand by Generations 100%.
They're going to love it. And it's only like 160 rooms. I mean, if you want something like that, you got to reserve it early because there's not, because they rent out the portions, you know, so if you want the whole 3 thing, you have to
make sure. And in fact, I think we had to adjust their dates a little bit in order to make it work, you know, because it wasn't available at one end of the stay that the ideal stay that they wanted. So we just shifted back a little bit and it worked just fine.
Yeah.
But, they're very excited about it. And it's nice because there's togetherness, but there's a little bit of apartness too. So,
exactly.
So you really do, you share a space, but you don't share the space so much that you can't stay and be with each other. Yeah. And if I remember correctly, that means that they have that whole infinity pool pretty much to themselves, right?
Yes. Which is what my new travel agent friend was telling me was that she loved it because they could just sit in the little lounge chairs right there and watch the kids right there in the shallow part of the pool. And they didn't have to worry. They didn't have to, you know, go somewhere and haul their stuff. And so they really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what this family was saying too. Cause they have all ages too. They have like little bitty baby baby yeah. people. And then they have bigger, like 9 and 10 year old.
Right.
So yeah, they've got all levels of swimmers. Yeah. And, yeah.
That's another thing I should mention about their family stuff is, at all of the family resorts, the Azul and the Generations, they provide all the baby stuff you need. So if you need like a bottle warmer, a sterilizer, baby food, you know, stroller, crib, all that stuff. They have it. Yeah. Well, we would have to let them know in advance that you need it. But in some of the restaurants, you walk in and there's like the selection of Gerber baby food, you know, for the baby. Yeah. So you don't have to take all that stuff with you.
So I have one more question that I didn't prepare you for at all. So hopefully it's not going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm taking the same trip later this year and I'm going to add on 2 nights at one, you know, we're only staying in the El Dorado Royale, just like you did. So I want to stay at one of the other resorts and I'm trying to decide which one to stay at. Now, keeping in mind, I'll be there by myself, just an adult in theory, somebody who looks like an adult and has an ID card that says that they're adult. I will probably be wanting to work while I'm there, but I also want to experience, something, you know, different to,
I would, so we had somebody stay later and they went to Seaside. And she was pretty excited about that because there's a lot of really good restaurants there. Like the last night, normally we had like one big long table. There were 17 agents. So it's like a table of like 20 people. But at Seaside, they split us between 3 different restaurants. So some people went to the Italian and I went to the pub and, I can't remember what the third one was, but everyone at the Italian loved it. And I loved the one I did too. So I think Seaside is a really, I think that would be a good one because then you'd also get to go to Sensatori and maybe even Hidden Beach if you wanted to.
Yeah, no.
It's work. It's research.
No. Have you ever been to Generations, Elizabeth?
I haven't. And that's, so I was leaning toward wanting, oh, sorry. Sorry, folks, for my dog barking into the microphone. I consider Generations, but, I don't know. That is the resort that I sell the most often. I have many clients who really love it. So part of me wants to stay there, but part of me also knows that I feel very comfortable recommending it. And, you know, so yeah. I was actually leaning a little bit toward an Azul resort because they're family friendly and I sell to a lot of families.
Then I would go to
Sensatori. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, I might try to do that. So Lindsay, I might be the tribute before you.
Well, and also they gave us some good chunks of free time. And one of the days, we were supposed to have a meeting with our sales rep and then, which I did the day before. So I had that morning off and then we didn't have to do anything till 4:30. So the three of us walked down to Generations, which they have shuttles that'll take you. It is a nice walk. I'd say it's a mile at least, you know, to get all the way down to that end. But we just went on that beach and hung out down there. And so you can definitely check out Generations on your
trip. So on that same trip. Yeah. Cause I know that we were going to tour it, which is actually really what I want to do. I want to actually like walk the rooms and see that. So
yeah, we didn't get to see a room at Casitas, but they had, the presidential ones are like these huts on the side. They're a 2-story and then they have like this bridge kind of thing that goes over the walkway. And then you, on the beach side, you have like lounge chairs and stuff, but it's like a second story thing. So you have this balcony kind of thing. They were so nice. So cool.
Okay.
And I feel like I have to mention the greenhouses because that's where all the awesome food comes from. They're very big on sustainability and, things like that. So they try to do organic as much as possible. They try to get you to reuse your towels and things like that. The lights are on a timer. So if you leave your bathroom light on, you go back into your bedroom area, it'll turn off after a few minutes. But the greenhouses, they supply all of their produce, their lettuces, the tomatoes were amazing. All the salsa and stuff like that was just so good. And you can really tell that they, they really work on that. And so they supply it to all their resorts.
Well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com. Then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or like us at Facebook, facebook.com/outlanderpodcast, or just search for Fly Away. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Laura, Sandy, Elizabeth, and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly!